Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This show furnished by Axe Revival Center. I've got to get my freedom, got to get my life on track.
Good morning, USA. We are here broadcasting coast to coast on your day of destiny. This is the show that teaches you every weekend morning how to reach your destiny. And we do this show with our international destiny coach, Mr. Michael John Tosti. Michael John Tosti has been helping many, many people, many of the people that you see on TV and in the movies, many of the people that you hear on the radio, and you may have bought their albums or nowadays downloading their music. Michael John helps people reach their destiny at all levels, and he's doing it for us now for free today. We have a great topic. Michael John, thank you so much for joining us again on the radio.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here, Cal. And of course, I love being with the listeners, knowing that we're in this together, and our message today is exciting. I think they're going to really love it. I hope you will. It's called How to Remove 5 Destiny Blockers That Can Hinder Your Ultimate Success. That's right, 5 destiny blockers. What are the things that block us? A lot of times we're looking for success principles, but how often do we remove the things that actually have been blocking us? Maybe we've been doing a lot of successful things, but yet we've been blocked on our way out from really achieving the kind of success that we really have in us. Have you ever thought about that, Cal? It's sort of an interesting perspective to take the other side of success and what are the things blocking us from achieving our destiny.
Yeah, I'm really interested in learning about that because I feel sometimes that I'm getting momentum for something and somehow I eventually lose it. I know something there has sabotaged me, but I've never really been able to put my finger on it. And I'm hoping that learning these 5 steps will help me do that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Cal. I think you really communicated that in a way where so many people can relate. You feel like you're really going towards your goals. You're constantly trying to get motivated and do the right things, but then somewhere along the line, it seems like you lose traction. We're going to talk about that too, how to gain traction and how to remove these 5 destiny blockers that can hinder us from our ultimate success. We're going to get started here right away. I want to get started with a couple great quotes. I like to do that because, I'll tell you why, when you use a multitude of counsel, you listen to different voices around the world, you get perspective. Sometimes when we're only listening to the same people all the time, we only get one angle, one approach, one look, one variety. And we want to get a full variety here. Let's start with this one. It says, I run my own world because I very firmly believe that my destiny, my future is in my hands, and I don't want to blame anybody else for the path that I take. That's Vijay Mallya. Another one here is, destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. That's William Jennings Bryan. One more. I'm going to give you one from William Shakespeare. It is not in the stars to hold your destiny, but in ourselves. So we're going to talk about that now. We're going to get started and talk about within ourselves, what is it that we can do, and what is it about ourselves that causes us to doubt that we are able to do it? That's the first blocker, destiny blocker, not believing that you have it in you to fulfill your dream or your vision. Some people might just call it not believing in oneself. That's a part of the destiny blueprint to believe in ourselves. If we don't believe in what's in us, then we're not going to believe we can pull it out of us and get it to happen. And so right now we're going to attack that a bit, is what is it inside of us that causes us not to believe that our destiny blueprint, it's in our spiritual DNA, it's in our physical DNA. We're going to talk about that for a moment too. If you believe you can't, then you won't. If you believe you can, you will. I remember my piano teacher told me once, Cal, she said, you know, you're the slowest student I've ever had. I was probably about 8 years old at the time. She said, you're the slowest student I've ever had in the first year that I've been giving you lessons. And of course, I was going to baseball practice and I was doing other things. I was probably all over the place, not really focused. And I remember my teacher telling me, listen, I'm not going to tell your dad you're doing so bad. I'm going to give you one more year. And if you don't do better, I'm going to let your dad know that it's not worth the money he's investing in me as your teacher to give you these piano lessons. What would have you heard that, Cal?
Wow. I mean, that must have really put a fire under you in a way. Like, obviously, the teacher is a well-sought-after teacher if she's willing to dump students that aren't progressing fast enough, because she has her reputation and her standards, right?
Yeah, she does. And I think also she had integrity. She didn't want to take my dad's money unless she thought she was going to be developing a student that was going to go to the next level. She didn't want to get paid for no progress on the side of the student because the student didn't apply themselves. And so she knew I was spread too thin, and so she gave me that warning. Well, as it turned out, guess what happened? In a few years, she told me that I'd surpassed all of her students and that I was the only student that ever had hit songs and was seen by millions of people on all the top-rated shows in America. And that all happened when I finally had the fire lit underneath me, and I realized I didn't want to lose music for sports or anything else. I figured out how to get my schedule focused, and I figured out how to believe in me as well. At that young age, I had to learn that I had to pull it out of me because she wasn't going to be able to do it. I had to make that decision myself. And so, thank God it finally happened, and before you know it, I was playing the piano, studying to be a classical pianist, and then eventually writing songs, playing the piano on American Bandstand, MTV, Solid Gold, Nickelodeon, many other shows that, thank God, I was able to get on and be able to take that talent and do something with it after my dad spent all that money on piano lessons. Isn't that fun?
Wow, yeah. Well, obviously, she was a great teacher, and she also, I guess, really started you on your path to being a destiny coach, it seems like, because you learned a great lesson there that you're passing on to others right now.
It is important. I think anytime we have any type of success, if we can share some of the wisdom, things we learned along the way, we can make that road a little bit easier for someone else. And, you know, it's important to know that your call and your passion are one. That's one of the areas I want to bring up in this particular destiny blocking principle that we're talking about here, is that we have to believe in ourselves and we have to know that our call and our passion are one. And when you follow your call and pursue it with passion, you're wired to be everything that you need to be and become and see through everything to its fullest that you've been called to be.
I really like that you're using that term, your call, because it sounds like it's something bigger than you. It's your call. It's something assigned to you, like from spiritually, you know, that you have to do. And the amount of confidence you have in yourself has nothing to do with you wanting to reach that goal. It's your call. You have to get it done. And I really do like that. I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, your call has a passion within it. That's why I said the call and the passion are together, because they're one. Without that passion, you're not going to follow after that call. And if you don't have a call, you have nothing to be passionate about. And so the two go together, and no one can stop you from achieving it. That's another thing to remember in believing in yourself. No one can stop you, only yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, and that means, you know, if you don't believe that you can do it and that you're predestined to your call, then you'll stop yourself. Remember, you are your greatest enemy in stopping you from achieving your passion and fulfilling your divine destiny. So finally, on this point, settle it within yourself that everything that you need to be, you will be. And as you move towards your destiny and follow your passion in life, the vision will come to pass and every limitation will be eliminated as your vision is fulfilled. So don't listen to the voice inside your own head that says it's not worth it, or it's too hard, or it's difficult. Something being difficult should never detract you. It should take your game to the next level, from faith to faith, glory to glory. So know that you're not alone, that everyone in this world has to deal with challenges, difficulties, but just know that God is with you. And, you know, there's a beautiful verse that says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Wow. Well, I think we're off to a great start, and I can't wait to learn some more. Folks, we'll be back after these short messages with Your Day of Destiny. Don't go anywhere.
The Prophetic Matrix, Unlock the Secret Code to Your Destiny, a new revolutionary book by Michael John Toste, the first ebook to make history by being filmed in space. Discover your unlimited future. Get The Prophetic Matrix now on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
We are back with Your Day of Destiny, the show that teaches you how to reach your ultimate destiny. Imagine that. And we all have our lives and we're all trying to achieve goals, and we might think that we want to do something. We might want to get that big promotion, or we might want to change careers, or we might want to meet that special person. But that's just part of your life. That's not your entire destiny. Your destiny, who God put you down on this earth to be, your full potential. And that's what the show is all about. And that's what separates Michael John, our host, from a life coach, or from a business coach, or from a sports coach, or any kind of coach. Michael John is an international destiny coach. He's all those coaches in one, and more importantly, he's a spiritual coach. I mean, tapping into the spiritual really gives you what you need to get everything, and that's one thing that I've learned from being involved in this show. Michael John, thank you so much again for joining us. I'd like to introduce your topic, because I think it's fantastic. How to remove 5 destiny blockers that can hinder your success. We just talked about the first one. Do you want to just repeat it for those people first tuning in, Michael John?
Sure. I'd love to. The first of the destiny blockers, that's something that blocks you. Sometimes you're not aware of it. And this first one is not believing in yourself. A lot of times we're so motivated to go out there and just do it. But if we don't believe in ourselves, we don't have that extra passion and oomph behind it. And so we talked a little bit about how we can get over that. And it's important to know that your call and your passion are one, and that no one can stop you from achieving it, only yourself. And to realize that you're not in it alone. God's in it with you. You're partnering with the creator of the universe. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Another great one is all things are possible with God. And another great spiritual principle, now to him who is able to do exceedingly above and beyond all that you can ask, think, or imagine according to the power that works in you. And of course, that's God working in you. So let's go to the second of the 5 destiny blockers. Number 2, being discouraged by those around you and the odds that you read that say your chances are poor. You know, there's 2 things that really discourage people, and that's not only ourselves, but other people, and people that have laid the odds on what it is you're doing not making it. Now, in the music industry, I remember people used to tell me, Michael John, don't get into the music industry. Of course, most of you know, if you've been with us for a while, that was my first career, was in the music industry, and I just talked a little bit about it earlier, how I got started. However, it's important to note that there are many goals that seem impossible. I worked with some of the Olympians when I did a project way back for the 9/11 one-year Pentagon tribute to the families that lost their loved ones, and I invited the Olympians from the 2001, I believe it was, Winter Olympics. And we brought them in. You know, we saw a lot of people that are just everyday people like us, but they believed in themselves and they didn't believe in the stats that they couldn't do it, even though, you know, many people are trying to gain a new record, world record, and Olympians are used to odds being against them. To be successful in whatever you're going to do, you have to be able to face criticism. A lot of people, if they get any kind of criticism, they get discouraged, they get down about it, or if they hear about any kind of odds that make it look as though that they can't make it. I was told the same thing, that 95% or more of musicians will never have a hit song or be on major television shows. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to be in that 5% then. You know, we have to put ourselves on the winning team, because very often the people around us will give us such discouraging news that they'll demotivate you and take you out of the race. And so we have to realize that a lot of people do that because they're discouraged. So they get jealous. They don't want anyone else to make it either. Or they figure if they don't have what's in them, which is that faith to go forward, they'll try to steal the faith that you have. And so I really had to make sure along the way that I didn't listen to all the musicians that were telling me, you'll never make it, no one ever makes it, and there's hardly anyone. And I sort of put all that aside, and I had to keep my eyes on the goal. So you're going to have to encourage yourself daily, because a lot of people won't encourage you. So the number two principle is, people are going to try to discourage you. Decree your goals every day. I mean, speak them out of your mouth, because, you know, when you hear yourself saying you're going to succeed with something, you're more likely to follow after it, because you've made a decree of it. You've said, this is what I'm going to do. You're going to want to follow after that. It'll encourage you along the way as well. So that's very, very important. Let's go now to the next of the destiny blockers, number three. We know that number two is, don't listen to the discouragers, naysayers, those who are your detractors. Those are the ones you want to not listen to. You might say, well, you got to listen to someone. But if people are constantly discouraging you, how are you ever going to get to your goal? If you're not motivated, if you're not inspired, I like to actually surround myself with people that are used to coming against great odds and winning. That means surrounding yourself with winners instead of losers, people that speak loss all the time, complain about what it is they haven't achieved. Listen, everyone's got failures under their belt. Forgot who it was. It was a recent celebrity that talked about that and said that, I know who it was. It was Brady, Tom Brady. Yeah, it was just in the news that he was talking about how he wants his children to experience failure, because everyone has to experience it. And that's what builds character and teaches you how to win in life. And I agree with that. I think that it's important that we experience some failure. Some of the greatest entrepreneurs went bankrupt several times. So that's an important thing to remember. Now we're going to go into the next step. And this is the third of the destiny blockers. What might it be? Well, not making time in your schedule daily to gain traction on the road to success and move forward little by little. So we've got to make time every day to gain traction. We've got to make that almost an oath, but at least a step-by-step daily plan. People that don't plan to succeed don't succeed. Doesn't mean that you're going to know every step every day. It means that you're going to set some steps before you. You may change them. You may alter them. Just like when we go down a road, sometimes one road's blocked. We have to go around it. That's okay if we have to change the plan a little bit here, alter it there. It's all a process in finding out what's going to work for one person that may not work for another. David Bowie, a great musician and artist, had many songs that were way ahead of their time. And so David Bowie had many years where he didn't have a lot of massive success. He was successful, but later on he had a big album that broke out, the Let's Dance album, and of course his success became massive. Sometimes it takes a while to catch up with your own success. Sometimes you're a little bit ahead of it. And so it's important that every day that you make some time to move ahead and get some traction. So that's important, establishing goals daily, because I can also then celebrate those goals when I actually achieve them. So look at it every day, every night, and start studying what the next day's goals are going to be before you get there. Because if you do, you're going to be ready in your mind when you wake up the next morning. You're going to know what to do. You're going to feel as though you have purpose, a relevant first step to take that morning. And as you move towards that goal, you're going to know where you're going. And because you know where you're going, you're going to be more inspired to get there. So prioritize those goals as well. That's extremely important. How about you, Cal? Are you doing that?
Well, I'm not doing it at night. I think that's very interesting. Like to write sometimes, or most, I'm saying sometimes, I just gave myself away. I'm not doing it every morning either, but I do it a lot of mornings where I prioritize my day. Yeah. And I write down the things that I want to do. And it's a checklist of you know, things that I need to do. But what you said about doing it at night and then going into your dreams, you sleeping on it, your subconscious has time to build it into who you are and what you're doing. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm going to start trying that. Folks, you're listening to Your Day of Destiny here. We're broadcasting coast to coast. This is the show that teaches you how to reach your ultimate destiny. Our host is Mr. Michael John Tosti, and we will be back after these short messages.
What if you can make direct contact with the Master of the Universe? Point of Contact, the companion book for The Prophetic Matrix by Michael John Tosti, guides you into the highest level of communication with the one that holds the blueprint to your future, with a step-by-step method to eliminate distractions and obtain clear reception from on high. This insightful guidance will position you to make the best decisions of your life. Point of Contact by Michael John Tosti. Get it now on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com.
Carry on, carry on. Touch the stars. If you keep
Welcome back to Your Day of Destiny. This is the show where you learn how to reach your ultimate destiny with our host, Michael John Tosti, an international destiny coach, that has helped many, many, many people that are very famous and a lot of people who are very rich and a lot of people who are where they want to be in their life. Boy, Michael John, you've had a great career yourself. You talked a little bit about how you started from, you know, you didn't look grew up in the entertainment industry. You didn't have any foot up or anything like that. But you said that you started playing piano when you were a kid and you took it really, really seriously and you had your goal and then you reached your goal when you were a young man.
You know, I knew what I wanted to do at a very young age. Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of people that, you know, you have talents, you have gifts, but sometimes I've talked to people that said, you know, my parents never encouraged me toward the giftings that I was showing signs of it as a young kid, and I wish they would have encouraged me. I've had so many people tell me that. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael John, I wish my mom or my dad or both of them would have encouraged me or some of my friends with some of the gifts that I had, because it took me years to get back in the direction of where I should have gone after going in the wrong direction. We were just talking about the principles, which are the five destiny blockers that keep people from achieving their ultimate destiny. We went over first, of course, being that, you know, all of us, I think, have a chance to believe in ourselves, and sometimes we don't choose that route. So believing in ourselves and beginning to move forward with the idea that we can pray, we can seek God for help, and we can be inspired each and every day. We can go toward our passion. Number two, of course, is not allowing others to discourage you and letting people's reports tell you how hard it's going to be, how difficult it is. We know that everything that's rewarding can be difficult. We talked about Olympians, what they have to go through. They're always trying to break new records, and some of those records seem impossible, but yet they do. It seems like every year or two there are new records that are made. So don't be discouraged just because something is challenging. I remember someone told me, well, I changed careers because the other one was too challenging. Well, wait a minute. You got a call in your life. You don't toss it like a dirty rag because you had some challenges or difficulties. So you got to stay in the race and decree your goals every day. Number three is not making time in your schedule to gain traction every day, moving forward little by little. Those little steps make a big difference later. Now we're going to go into the next step. Number four. Okay, are you ready for this, Cal?
The fourth destiny blocker. I am ready.
That's right. People that do the same old thing every day never move out of the ordinary. We're going to talk about stepping out of the usual and doing the unusual. That will block your limitations. Okay, you will no longer be limited when you start to become the original that you are. Instead of just doing the usual, start doing the unusual, the things that you normally have not been doing that you know that deep inside of you, you need to do, you need to express, you need to speak, you need to take action on. Now, I'll give you an example. Picasso and Dali. These were both extremely talented artists, but their approaches were so different to art that they stood out. Think about Apple computers, how they made this beautiful aesthetic computer when no one else was doing that. They were thinking about the Apple computers being like furniture, something beautiful that you could put in your office. And also that Apple would be a creative computer that you could create on. And so their slogan for a while was think different. That's what I'm talking about today. Picasso and Dali, they thought different. Tesla thought different, right? Gucci and Versace, they thought differently on clothing. That's what helps you stand out so that you're no longer blocked from your destiny and your success. Okay?
So I have, since I'm taking notes, I put not stepping out of the ordinary is the fourth blocker. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
So when we don't step out of the ordinary, we take the comfortable route of doing things the way we've always done it, not looking at the fact that we're not standing out for being an original. And I think that's important. A lot of people might say, well, I think I'm original just the way I am. You may be, but really take some time, some thought, some prayer, and see if it's the best you can be. A lot of times we just give whatever it is that seems to come out instead of what is the greatest point of our creativity? How can we get to that place where the best of us comes out? I think when we get to that best, we get to the excellence, we get to that kind of standard that draws people's attention. And you see that in great cars like Ferraris or Lamborghinis. I'm a car lover, so I see some of the design. I say someone really thought this out and used the best of their talent to make sure that they manifested the most creative ideas that they've had, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to the last principle here, and that is don't let fear block you from stepping out boldly. A lot of times, people will not step over their fear and put it in the rear view mirror. In other words, we have to put the fear behind us. Don't let it lead you. If you do, you won't take action. So, you know, God's word even says faith without action is dead. So you can believe something, but if you don't go do it, people are going to call you a talker and a dreamer, but not someone who fulfills their dreams or their ultimate destiny. You have to be bold. Don't fold. Play out those cards. Play out that hand. You have to be bold and make sure you go out there and step out and do it. I'm sure you've thought about this a lot, Cal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like fear ties into a lot of these other principles, you know, like not believing that you have it in you because you probably don't believe it because you're afraid of something. I mean, it seems to be at the core of a lot of the problems that we have with at a lot of the blockers that block us from getting, you know, to where we want to be.
That's right. Do you remember the t-shirts that were so popular that said no fear? Great achievers are fearless. They're courageous, ready to take a chance, ready to step out and be a leader, first in line to give it a try. Remember, if you don't take action, you're literally following after fear. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And a sound mind isn't fearful. No fear. We got to remember that. That t-shirt was a great t-shirt. I'll never forget it when I saw youth wearing it. It started with a lot of the surfers because they'd go out there and ride these great waves. Remember that, Cal?
Yeah, I remember that whole no fear thing. They had it posted on their cars or they had t-shirts. That was pretty big back then. It was like the 90s or something.
Definitely, yeah. It was really, really big. And let me give you a couple of little things to close with today, okay?
All right.
Number one, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. A lot of people just stop when they get tired, but the people that really win in life tend to go the extra mile. The other one is, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up. That was Babe Ruth who said that. And finally, remember that guy that gave up, neither does no one else. That's anonymous. In other words, you will never be remembered if you're a person that gives up.
I love it. So, folks, this is Your Day of Destiny, the show that teaches you how to reach your destiny. And today you learned how to remove 5 destiny blockers that hinder your success. 1 is not believing that you have it within you. 2 is being discouraged by those around you or by what you read. 3, not making time in your schedule to gain traction. 4, not stepping out of the ordinary. And I like that you said, Michael John, that you may think you're extraordinary and very different, but even if you're doing things differently, you're not doing them differently from how you usually do it, and you need to change your pattern in order to get to the next level, right?
Yeah, sometimes we get too comfortable with an old pattern. Even a fad moves on and there's a new fad that comes.
Yeah.
Even though it was great for its time, it has its lifespan, right?
Absolutely. And then the next is don't let fear block you, which kind of ties into the rest of those things. So, folks, we will be back next week, same time, same place, with Michael John Tosti, learning how to reach your destiny. If you want to reach Michael John Tosti, connect with him for any reason at all, you can. He answers every single email that he gets. Even if he gets 20,000 emails after this show, he will get back to you if you email him. His email address is info@yourdestinycoach.com. That's info@yourdestinycoach.com. And boy, we really have a lot of people to thank. One, I'll start off with you, Michael John. Thank you for helping out the United States today, coast to coast, by doing this show for us. I'd like to thank Ann Leslie Smith, who's our executive producer and who's made this show possible.
Yes, thank you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ann, and our in-house producer here, who always does a great job for us, Mr. Mike DiZego. Thanks, Mike. Folks, we will be back next week, same time, same place, on Your Day of Destiny.
This show furnished by Axe Revival Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.